I've ever taken you on a shift ride, an unexpected twist, a turn, a shift that turned your entire life upside down and had you spinning around, a shift that upset your equilibrium. It threw you off. You didn't have time to plan for it. It just happened. Shifts have a way, believers, of showing up, amen, and swooping up on you out of nowhere. Yeah, I wish I had some help. Y'all, if y'all pray with me, we'll get on out of here. Shifts can happen anywhere and any time. You went to work with a smile on your face, but by the time it was coming home, you were angry and upset because a coworker decided they want to pop off. That a shift at the mouth. Y'all know anybody that pops off on your job? I don't know. It's a shift. You left home speaking regular English-speaking words that can be found in Webster Dictionary. But by the end of the day, you were speaking in tongues, and I ain't talking about that Holy Ghost stuff we in the Bible. Yeah, just, all because somebody wanted to make mention of your weight. It a shift. I got as Pastor Voinie mentioned it, I'm a third grade. I teach third grade, but I also do third grade duty in the cafeteria every day. Yeah, I know. A little girl got a tray. A little third grade girl got a tray. And I was kind of in the aisle, and she said to me, "Move, boy." So I wanted, because I'm a little older now, I wanted to make sure I heard her correctly. I said, "What did you say?" She said, "Move, boy, look here." I said, "Look here." It got loud. I said a few things, because I look here. I knew principal was in there, and I got loud and I said, I ain't your boy. I went up to my principal. I said, "Miss Vail, did I do that?" No, man. Mr. Nat, it was quiet. You can hear a shift. Tell your neighbor, you can survive a shift. Yeah, some shifts will leave you utterly speechless and discombobulated. Shifts can present earth shattering and earth shaking that show up unexpectedly without a warning. A sudden loss of a loved one. Amen. They call you to work. Could have told you before you came that you worked to work, that you lost your job. It's a sudden illness, and that can't nobody do nothing about it. Look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, you can survive the shift." Oftentimes shifts are accompanied by twists and turns and loops and hoops. And sometimes it leaves you dizzy. Sometimes, watch this, you catching hello from every direction coming and going. And you wonder where, because every now and again, things like that are happening. Me and my wife would look, you know, it's just one thing after another. And we'll say, "Oh, we being punked. This ain't funny no more. We ain't even got time to breathe." But every time you turn around, troubles and heartache coming from every direction. If it ain't family drama, it's church drama. If it ain't church drama, it's folk on your job. And if it ain't folk on your job, it's your kids that just won't act. If it ain't them, Mr. Kid, yeah, you can survive the shit. But I got good news, New Joy. I got good news. At some unexpected juncture in the midst of all of our shifts, God gives us what I like to call, watch this, a peace be still moment. That lets me know, and he comes and calms the storm, and he lets me know, "Son, daughter, trouble don't last always." And that's what I like about God. So watch this now. When God does that, don't put a period where God puts a comma. Look at your neighbor and say, look at your neighbor and say, "You can survive the shift." I will go on the record and say this. I've had some shifts in my life. We just had some recently that you wasn't quite ready for. I'll go on record to say some of my shifts have been unpleasant. They've been heart-wrenching, but good. They was for my good. I see that now, Pastor Forney. Yeah, I didn't like it. It was painful. I cried many times. I know, God, you're developing me and disciplining me, but I don't like it. Shifts have a way of developing you and disciplining you in a way that you couldn't do it yourself on your own. And I thank God. Shifts, watch this. I like this part. Shifts will let you know, and others, are you really all that you profess to be? Anybody can survive when things are going good. I love it when I pay all my bills and I still got a little left over to play with in the end. We can bless God when we got surplus in our checking and saving account. We can do that. But what about when you ain't got nothing but $5 in your account? Shifts will let you know, just if you really who you say you are. Shifts will let you know whether or not there's true substance underneath that church attire you got on. Shifts will let you know If you're the real McCoy, are you faking and shaking? Look at your neighbor again and say, neighbor, you can survive this year. How many of us can look back, watch this, over our lives and at the shifts? I want you to go back if you can. And you can sit there in your with your sanctified self and say with the most boldness, I didn't think I would even survive that shift. You know, as I look back, I didn't think, how did I survive a divorce and two miscarriages? I don't know. That man left me hanging. I can't believe I made it through. When you read Acts, the first three chapters of Acts, you'll discover that the early church was birthed. Acts 2, we know. They experienced peace and prosperity and productivity. The saints enjoyed. Watch this. The saints enjoyed one another's company. I hope it ain't nobody you sitting next to. You don't like their company. Sometimes we tolerate people, don't we? We might not ever tell them. They ate together. They broke bread. They looked out for one another. They sold their possessions to everyone who had need of them. They had all things in common. They genuinely, not faking and shaking, enjoyed one another's company. They prayed for one another. But watch this. By the time you get to chapter 4, there's a shift. Yes, it's been peace and tranquility. Peter and John, who are the main subjects of this text, they've been preaching, amen, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Everything has gone smooth and no issues, no tattletelling, no gossiping, no backbiting. It's just been good. It's been sweet. Hello. It's been lovely. But in the text in chapter 4, there's a shift. If you look at the text, there's a shift. Watch this now. The church was thriving there. You know the phenomenon that happened in chapter 2, where the Holy Spirit come, amen, and descended, and 3,000 souls were saved the day of Pentecost. We know all of that. But Peter and John now are here, and by the time we get to Acts chapter 4, there's a shift. Look at your neighbor, there's a shift coming. Yeah, it's been smooth sailing, Pastor Farnan, right here, but can y'all say something for me real quick? Say, neighbor, you will. You shall survive the shift. Somebody needed to hear that. Acts chapter 4, while the Bible says, Acts chapter 4, while Peter and John are preaching, they're up, they're preaching. Y'all see that? Some brothers, some priests, and captain of the temple, the Sadducees, they came upon them. And the Bible says they were grieved. They were upset. You ever had anybody get upset at you because you're doing the right thing? You ever had anybody? They were upset. And watch this. These men are downright annoyed and irritated with the reality. Watch this. That Jesus, the name of Jesus, was getting all the attention and popularity, and they what? Did nobody get that? Come back. They agree. They're irritated. They're annoyed. Can I put a plug in here real quick? There are some people who should get downright annoyed and irritated by you just simply by your presence. But more importantly, by when you start speaking about the name of Jesus. There are some folks that squirm in their seat when you start talking. I mean, we had a rally when Black Lives was going on. We had a little rally there in Veneta trying to rally the community and so forth. And we were up talking, and I heard one of the people in our community say, this ain't church. Maybe that's the problem. That's what I'm talking about. But that's okay, because I realized that he just got irritated. Because when you get to talking about Jesus, you just can't stop. Watch the text. These men approach Peter and John while they're preaching. They lay hands on them. Now watch this now. That lay hands on them, they roughed them up. They didn't grab. They just nicely come on here. They roughed them up. Now I don't know, Pastor Pony, if you're up preaching, I'm up preaching. Somebody walk in New Joy or Mount Island and they lay hands. There's a shift. There's a shift that's going to come. But that's what happened to these brothers there. The shift. Yeah, they were preaching and they laid hands. They made threats against them. They arrest them and put them in jail. Now, watch the text. It's already evening time and the judge has already gone home for the day. So now they've got to wait till the next day. That means you got to spend a night in jail. Don't raise your hand. Anybody ever spend a night in jail? I don't want to put nobody there. Yeah, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh, neighbor, you can't survive the shift. Now here, I'm almost through this. I got an issue. They were now forced to spend the night behind bars. gotta, hold up, wait a minute, flag on the play. You would think that them being put in jail and handled roughly and being threatened and so forth would dampen their spirits. Y'all don't see any. You would think being put in jail, look here, they made threats. We're gonna kill your family. You see how we did Jesus? That's what's gonna happen to you. Y'all don't quit that we don't want that kind of, That's what's gonna happen. You would think that would discourage them, that would make them throw in the towel and wave the white flag. But the Bible says, look here, that leads me to my first point. Here we go. If you're going to survive the shift, watch this now. You can't let the shift shut you down. Listen to me. Listen. If you're going to survive the shift, you can't let the shift or anyone used in the shift to shut you down. Watch here. Don't let the first sign of trouble or the first mishap or hiccup cause you to look here, get scared and fearful and wave the white flag. Oh, this ain't for me. This must not have been God's intention. Because the first sign of trouble, we think, well, maybe it wasn't God. No, you just need to keep on pushing. That's what, look here. We quit over the first sign of trouble. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't let the shift shut you down. So here, we going on. The next day, Peter and John are now interrogated by these pious and sanctimonious and religious and traditionalist men, their rulers and elders and scribes, and oh, they all said, I mean, they got everybody. They called in the big guns, and they right there in court, and they said Paul and Silas in the midst, Paul and Peter and John, in the midst, and watch this. In chapter 3, if you remember, that they asked them a question as they interrogate, they says, watch the text. Who, by what power or name have you done this? What is this? Well, I'm about to tell you. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John on their way into church. And there's a lame man there begging by the temple gate called Beautiful there. He's begging for money. And when he gets to Peter and John, he says, y'all got any money? Paul said, bro, look. Silver and gold have I none. I ain't even got my checkbook. But he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to you. And the Bible says Peter reached out his hand. He reached out his hand, and the lame beggar, he said, look here, he extends his hand and lifts him up. And when he does, the Bible said his feet and ankle bones began, he was lame from birth, by the way, his feet and ankle bones began to get stronger. Amen. And right here in the courtroom, here you got Peter, John, and this lame man standing. And so they asked the question, by what power have you done this? We see it. It's something that folk won't even recognize a miracle. They're so hard-hearted and cold that you can't see the man been lame from birth. He was sitting at the temple gate begging, asking folk for $5 money, and now that he's on his feet. There's some folk, don't look so some folk to celebrate. Look here, your deliverance. You are not, and that's the problem sometimes. We look for the ones we think should celebrate our recovery, and they won't do it, and then you get discouraged. Tell your neighbor you can survive this year. Watch the text as we hurry on. Watch the text. Verse 8. Bible, after Peter, they asked Peter, being filled with the Holy Ghost, says to the religious fanatics, he says, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means is he made whole? He says, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead. Y'all see the text? Well, God raised from the text, and watch what he says. Even him doth this man stand here before you. Now, here we go. Whew. Watch the courtroom scene unfold. You know, I used to hear, they said, we used to hear that song, he's a doctor in a sick room. We really about to see. He really is a lawyer in the courtroom. You know, we hear that all the time. I used to hear that as a little boy. He's a doctor in a sick room, lawyer. You really don't know that till you need. You can say it all you want, but watch the text. What we're about to witness here is God. It's that Jesus really is a lawyer in a courtroom. And the Bible says Peter, John, the lame, and the president, along with the room full of naysayers and critics and traditionalists. And Peter once again stands up bold and he begins to preach again. to his haters by that man named Jesus. He can't let it go. And watch the text. It says, whoa, he said, watch this here. The Bible says, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant. That means they ain't been to seminary. They ain't had no OBU courses. They ain't been to the seminary in Dallas Tech. No, and they knew that. And so they were marveled by how in the world can these men who's never taken a course, they've never, amen, took a Bible study class, how in the world can they speak so boldly? But here, watch God. Well, we serve a mighty God. Yeah, won't the Lord fight your battles? But it ain't over with yet. Watch this now. He said, what they took knowledge of them, that they had, in fact, been with Jesus. Now, here we go. Woo. There are some things that go through, when you go through and you come out, there's just something about God's people that ought to left those, that ought to let those standing around say, she didn't been with Jesus. Yeah, they didn't been, but see, the problem with us, we looking for, they didn't been to the club. You can tell when they've been to, yeah, they didn't been creeping and sleeping. There's just something about God's people that ought to say, she been with Jesus. I remember somebody told me that years ago at Venita, I was at the park, and a lady walked up to me and never said, she's like, you've been with Jesus, ain't you? I thought she was crazy. I said, but I had. Yeah. But here, which takes me to my second point. Not only should you not let the ship shut you down, but if you're going to survive the shift, you must maintain your momentum. I'll say it again. If you're going to survive this shift, you got to maintain your momentum. What do you mean, Pastor? I mean, keep doing what you're always doing. Keep singing like you've always sung. Keep standing boldly and declaring that God is. Why? Keep on doing it. I don't care if it's devils looking at you, folk looking at you sideways and all this kind of way, because you really know they don't like you and you really don't like them. But you, if you're going to keep your momentum and survive the shift, you got to push forward. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got to push forward. Keep it pushing. Yeah, Peter didn't miss a beat. He's preaching now to his haters. I wish I could have been in the room. You got to keep on preaching. You got to keep on serving and keep on witnessing to survive the shift. I'm hearing now, don't let the shift shut you down. You got to maintain your momentum doing what you've always done. But then here's the third. If you're going to survive the shift, you need the saints praying for you. Y'all see that? If you look in the text, if you drop down, and let me back up on that. I don't know. Do we honestly pray for one another? It is a valuable weapon. That is underused. Says, prayer is our secret weapon. And God wants you to know today, we can't lose with the stuff we use as saints of God. The devil can't, he ain't got a prayer. When saints come together on one accord and forget about all this other stuff, amen, that gets in the way. He says, watch it. You got to maintain your momentum, but you need the prayers of the saints. Prayer is a look here. I used to love that song. Somebody prayed for me. Had me. I used to love that. Boy, we're jamming. But now I'm like, well, I hope somebody. But if we be honest, the reason why a lot of us are sitting in here today is because somebody prayed for my knucklehead when I was out there running around. Thank God for that. Somebody prayed. Yeah. Here we go. When Peter and John are released from jail, watch the text. In verse 23, the Bible says they go to where the saints are. Y'all don't see that? They go to where the believers are, and they told them their story, and they prayed for them. Hold up, another flag on the play. They're already released from jail. They go to the house. They can't wait to tell the members of Mount Olive and do joy. Child, look what happened to us. They can't wait. And the Bible says after they told their story, they prayed for them. I don't need your prayer now. I couldn't understand the text. Pastor, I said, wait, why y'all praying now? It's over. No, listen. They understand that in order to continue braving the shifts and twists and turns of life, because a shift, look here, a shift can make you go lose it mentally. That it can sometimes, amen, tear you down or wear you out spiritually. And so the saint said, in order for you brothers to keep this thing going, we the church, we're gonna back you in prayer, because it ain't over right here, because God had commissioned and deputized Peter and John to continue the church. And so the saints of God said, we're gonna pray for you that you'll continue the work. Look at your neighbor and say, you can survive this year. Listen, here it is. Here it is. Because after you've had some shifts show up in your life unexpectedly and without warning, they can sometimes take a toll on you spiritually. Ain't nobody gonna talk to me. I know y'all say y'all spiritual giant. Y'all probably a little stronger than I am. There are days I don't think I'm gonna survive that shift. That hit home, right? It's different when it's somebody else's house. It's different when it's somebody else's child. It's different when it's somebody else's kinfolk. But when it hits home, you're like, oh Lord, this ain't just too heavy. But I come to let you know, you can survive the shift. Shifts can sometimes, Sister Manita, bring you to a breaking point. Well, you almost about to lose your mind. You got 1 foot in the church, 1 foot in the club, one foot in your house, 1 foot in the crack house. You got 1 foot. Well, I wish I had some help right in through there. Yeah. You got one. Look here. You ready to leave your marriage? You just don't know it, or she don't know you. You ready to step out on that? Yeah, because you got to watch the shift. It ain't nothing but a shift. Look at your neighbor and say, it ain't nothing but a shift, baby. You can survive the shift. Yeah, that's just something about saints coming together and praying on one accord. The devil, look, that's why he fights folk. You know what? That's one reason why the devil fights so many of us. Because sometimes we wear our sleeves on our shoulder because the pastor didn't ask me to fix the peace cow this time. I'm upset. The pastor didn't even call me. I missed 2 Sundays from church. And then you don't show up. Like, wait a minute. You got to understand that, yeah, it's something about when you can set your differences aside, when you can quit talking about pennies and nickels and, amen, deal with the major issues that we got to go. He says, watch it now. The saints were praying to survive the shift. You can't let the shift shut you down. You must maintain your momentum. And I know you get hit and knocked side to side, but you got to get back up. You know them bouncy things that you blow up? Them dogs, you know, you can hit, you fill them over there and you hit them, and they come right back at you. Y'all know that. You hit them, here it comes. And if it's got enough air in it, it'll come right just that bad. That's what happens when we pray. And God, look here, God says, I got you. Even though you might get hit, you're going to bounce right back. Now, depending on if you let some of the prayer out, that air out, because you had some doubt sneak in, you might not bounce back just as. But when you are prayed up, you say, God, here I am. I want to survive this shift. I don't want the shift to shut me down. I know I got to keep my momentum. So you got to give me the keeping momentum power to stand when I can't stand on my own. Tell your neighbor, you can survive this shift. You can survive the shift. You maintain your momentum. You need saints praying for you. Then lastly, and I'm out, to survive the shift, keep magnifying and praising the name of Jesus. There it is. There. The problem with the church, listen, we don't praise him enough. You know what I like? Pastor Fonny, when we came in, automatically felt welcome. That's a beautiful thing. And the young gentleman that was coming back, man, he came back. I watch all that. He came, is there anything you want? Pastor, you need anything? Pastor Nash, you need anything? I said,
I love that.
And when y'all come to Mount Olive, we do y'all the same way. Why? Because, listen, we understand something about giving God the glory. And all that is just serving others. So here in verse 21, the Bible says there was a praise fest among the people. For all the men glorified God that watch here, that for which the things he had done. And watch out. These men were ready to get Paul, Peter, and John, but because of the extra 2,000 that were saved, now 5. And so all the people now were on board and saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. They had no reason. They had no choice but to back up. And that'd have been a shift right there. That'd been a shift, right? That'd have been a shift. Yeah. With every shift. Listen, with every shift that God brings you through, you got to learn how to give God the glory. This is not the time when God brings you through something that you know you couldn't have survived on your own, and then you have the audacity to come up in his house and just put your hand on your hip. fold your arm like that as if they don't know who you are. If there's anybody in here, listen, you got to learn how to give God the glory. If God has healed you of cancer, how dare you? Shame on you, sir. Shame on you, ma'am. How dare you come up in here and look here and look and give God this kind of just this pity pat? That'd be okay if that was for me. I ain't nobody. But if God has brought you out of some, whether it's crack cocaine addiction, if God has healed you of depression, you ought to tell your neighbor, if you're going to survive the ship, you got to learn how to magnify and give God the glory. Yeah, shifts that could have caused you to lose your mind. You've been cuckoo for Cocoa Puff. God deserves the glory. Tell your neighbor, he deserves the glory. Yeah. The problem with the church today, we don't shout enough. I love the praise dancers, Pastor. I love that. Worship is more than a song. God, you show right. Because there are days when I may be down. Praise can't do it. Praise is, there's a difference between worship and praise is personal. Praise, you got to put yourself aside. Praise is that intimate. Yeah, see, we too cute now. The church, we ain't got too cute. But I love to see the hands. I used to be ashamed, Sister Fawny. In the choir, Greater First, and that saying, that song, I lift the holy hands, magnify name. And I'd be everybody around me doing it. But to me, to be a man doing it, I'm trying to be cool. I can't be seen doing it. But as I live, I've had some shifts. And I look here, I put cute and handsome on the side. I said, look here. Because when you really want to give God the glory, you ain't worrying about your mascara. You ain't worrying about them shoes you got on that's probably too tight. Just come up out of them. You can't be worrying about you about to sweat your pearl out because I got to give God the glory. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, give God the glory. Tell them you can't survive the shift. One thing about it, shifts do come. Some rock our boats. Like my wife alluded to, we've had some shifts. Mama's kidneys are failing. Staying in the bed a lot. But when we went this weekend, I want y'all praying for us. And her and Sister Nash's parents, Reverend Sister Ramsey, I want y'all praying for us. But it's something about if we're going to survive this shift, we need the prayers of the saints. If we're going to survive, amen, this sudden change in our way, we got to survive the shift. I almost broke seeing my mama laying there. It broke my heart to see my wife's parents withering away a shift. That's why I knew this message was on point. I said, oh, God, some of you guys, are facing the same thing. You might not say it, but we've got the shifts. God, no, look here. I thank God for the commas. I thank God for the semicolon that God says trouble don't last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So all we're going to do with the shifts is say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. What you thanking it for? Your mama's kidneys is failing, preacher. What you thanking it for? Your in-laws are withering away. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Being so good, I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. You can survive the shift. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Here's a new one. I threw this in there just today. Lord, I survived the shift. And I threw that in there. Oh, Lord, I survived the shift. Hey, thank you, Lord. I survived the shift. And from my heart, I just want to thank you, Lord. Bless you. God bless you.